You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Red, well, this is a similar kind of process, but you use tea as a basis and it ferments with this colony of bacteria and yeast is what it amounts to.
Wow.
And it has a... It's a probiotic. It's meant to have a calming effect,
mm-hmm.
and promote a healthier gastrointestinal activity. So anyway, she makes that stuff.
Okay.
And she is giving a workshop on making it coming up on February 21st. It's a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
But a very interesting type of therapy there, which. Mm-hmm.
Did she say how quickly it kind of takes it
makes,
you start to feel any type of change or
is it, that I don't know. I didn't get into the medical effects or therapeutic effects, but
yeah.
there seemed to be some. I did do some quick looking on the net to, mm-hmm. to see what this was and educate myself.
Okay.
And kombucha has been around for some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a new thing, but there has been renewed interest recently
mm-hmm.
in looking at it, and I believe they're doing all kinds of studies on what it's actually doing, but it seems to have a good effect on the gastrointestinal tract.
Okay. Well, all right. So lavender and
how long
kombucha.
It takes to make it, I don't know.
Yeah.
You make it relatively quickly once you get this this colony of bacteria and yeast growing, and you have to grow that.
Yep.
And she has been doing it for some time, so she just grows,
mm-hmm.
and the thing grows and grows and grows. I suppose you have to use it.
Got to beat it down, or else it's going to take over.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds very along the same lines as yogurt, which has the same.
Yeah.
I don't want to trivialize what she's doing, but the sounds in that same vein.
Similar kind of process and effect,
I think.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Wow. Okay. So lavender and kombucha. Cool.
Kombucha. Kombucha.
K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A.
Kombucha. Anyway, okay. You can find tons of it on the internet.
Okay. Wow.
Anyway, I talked to a very active artist in Lambertville, Kelly Sullivan,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be giving 6-week painting workshops
mm-hmm.
Coming up starting in late February. Anyway, right now she's in China. I talked to her about just before she left, and she travels all over the world. I don't know, Uganda. She told me Haiti, Guatemala, India, China. She's all over. And
wow.
the thing that happened, she was born and raised in Clinton Township, and she now lives and works in Lambertville. But she does her own paintings, or landscapes and still life, and murals, portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the collaborative paintings. And this is the thing that propelled her into the big time. Back in 1994, she invented something she calls finger smears. And with finger smears, everybody in a room or in an auditorium or in a village
mm-hmm.
gets to dab their fingers in paint and put it on a canvas, a single canvas. So that
gosh,
these canvases...
I hope it's big.
Quite large.
Yeah.
Depending on the fingerprints
right.
that get on there, but... She started it. Corporations got interested, and they they hold their meetings and everybody dabs their finger in the paint, and then they have something to hang on the wall to commemorate the idea.
Well, back in the day, I used to do that in my mom's kitchen with my own finger paints. She wasn't happy with the walls, though.
It's bringing a childhood activity into the big time. What it amounts to. And she's attracted some famous people: Bruce Springsteen, Harrison Ford, the Rolling Stones have participated.
Wow.
So she has quite a resume, a background.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she said when she gets back from China, she's going to be holding two 6-week classes in painting for beginners and intermediates.
Okay.
And what this is supposed to refresh the foundation for better painting, as she explained it, working with individuals in a small group in her studio in Lambertville. These sessions start on, they're two concurrent sessions, but they both last 6 weeks. One is Saturday morning sessions, and one is Saturday afternoon sessions.
You can
sign up to be the one, I think. But they start on February 27th on Saturday and go through April 2nd.
Now, are we going with more traditional brushes here?
This is traditional stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she said she wished that she had had this kind of opportunity when she was starting out many years ago. But she does these classes once a year, so it's a one-shot deal for 6 weeks. The sessions go on. The sessions will be held in her studio.
Okay.
And her studio is on the third floor of the People's Store,
which you've mentioned in the past about the
Union Street. Yes, it's quite a big, famous place.
Mm-hmm.
The gallery, she has a gallery, and it's also on Union Street down the street, which is open Wednesday to Sunday, so you can wander into the gallery anytime. There's always somebody there, but not necessarily Kelly. She's off in China. So
okay. And did she mention, is it oils or watercolor?
Oils. Yeah. And she made a point of saying you only need minimal kinds of supplies. She and the studio is can accommodate a small number of people. Is not many going to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
I think 8 or 10 is the limit.
Okay.
Run for 6 weeks, and artists who are, you know, writers get writer's block now and then.
Yep.
And I suppose artists get the same thing. So she said it's good for them as well as for beginners on how to compose and create a painting.
Okay.
Up to you as to what you're going to do.
So she kind of finds level sets where you are and then takes you from there.
And takes it from there.
Nice.
Yeah. It's another form of therapy there.
Well, creativity in any form it definitely helps with the health and wellness and taking you off of the whatever is bothering you in your mindset. So yeah, I can definitely see that, no doubt.
Yeah, my therapy is in the kitchen usually.
That's where your creations happen, is that?
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To oblivion.
Could actually be president.
Sit down and shut up.
The new Clinton ad taking direct shots at Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, and Jeb Bush. The 30-second commercials to run in early voting states including Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. I'm Chris Barnes.
A new Lundberg survey shows the average price of regular unleaded gasoline fell to $2.05 per gallon, which is 15 cents lower than at this time last year. The highest prices are in L.A. at just over $3 a gallon. St. Louis has the lowest prices at $1.64. This is USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Investigators are trying to find out if the man accused of shooting a Philadelphia police officer had ties to a group with radical beliefs. Edward Archer is facing attempted murder, aggravated assault, and other charges for allegedly shooting and seriously wounding Officer Jesse Harnett on Thursday. Police say someone came up to an officer with a tip saying that Archer had an affiliation with a group that had radical beliefs. Police have said Archer confessed to the attack and has pledged his allegiance to ISIS. The FBI is currently involved in the investigation. The White House chief of staff says the low-level flight of a B-52 over South Korea is a reassurance of support for the U.S. ally and a warning to its neighbors to the north.
What we'll continue to do is work not just with South Korea and Japan, but also with China and Russia to deeply isolate the North Koreans.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Dennis McDonnell said the flight of the nuclear-capable bomber on Sunday was to underscore the U.S.'s commitment to its alliance with South Korea. The flight came on the heels of the North Korean claims of an underground test of a hydrogen bomb last week. A murder investigation is underway in Italy after an American woman was found dead. Police say Ashley Olsen's boyfriend discovered her body in her Florence apartment over the weekend. The 35-year-old from Florida was reportedly bruised and had scratches along her neck. Authorities believe that she was strangled, but they are currently awaiting autopsy results before settling on an official cause of death. I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 6, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, it's 26 degrees right now. It is clear skies. We have a wind chill down to 19 with 7-8 mile an hour west winds. Plentiful sunshine today, a high of 34, winds west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. A few passing clouds and a low of 21 tonight, winds light and variable. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours will give way to cloudy skies with light rain and snow developing in the afternoon, a high of 41. Not sure how snow is going to show up with 41 degrees, but that's what the weather's all about. Winds south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. There'll be a few flurries and snow showers possible on Tuesday night, and on partly cloudy skies on Wednesday, a high near 30. Thursday, sun and a few passing clouds, a high of 38. Friday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, 46. Saturday the 16th, steady rain in the morning. Showers continuing in the afternoon, a high of 47. Chance of rain is 80%, rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Man, it feels like spring has shown up like 3 months early. Temperatures in our area: 26 in White House, 24 in High Bridge, 25 in Quakertown, 24 in Pattonburg, 25 in Lambertville. And 27 down in Princeton, 27 in Ringo's. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly, and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick them by smiling. He could leave them to hang.
Well, good morning, Arnon and Bixie here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though. Because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. What about Hunterdon County? Well, it was announced early this morning, probably late last night, we lost David Bowie to cancer. I didn't even know. Not that he was supposed to keep me informed, but we had just done on Friday a little bit of a celebration of his birthday, and here we are 3 days later, and he passed away at last night from cancer at 69 years old. Given his life and how extreme it was, I'd say he lived a pretty long and amazing life, but only he and his loved ones really could determine that. It is time to look at traffic. Let's find out what's going on Hunting Chamber Radio Roads from HERTTMA.com. So register with them to get your latest news on the roads in and out of Hunterdon County. Not just the highways and byways, but the local roads as well. And you would have gotten an incident that happened on 78 this morning, eastbound in Lower Saucon, PA. Accident on 78 at 69.5 between Route 412, exit 67, and Route 33, exit 71. That happened at 620 this morning. Raritan Township River Road at Junction Road, there was an accident as of 7:02 this morning. Construction on Kapner Street closed between Park Avenue and Allen Street for road work today. It came out at 7:09 this morning. And congestion on 78 westbound at Tewksbury, westbound exit 24, County Route 523, Old Wick Road, and Tewksbury delays due to volume. That's on Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heidi on. I think we're going to have to get buckled up again today because I saw that the China stock market was dropping 5.3% as of early this morning, or I guess late last night during their time frame. So we'll see about that. At 8:40, we talk with Al War, Business with Al. Al gives us insights into all the businesses in Hunterdon County, local businesses. He does some focus on certain organizations or themes of businesses that might be of interest. So check that out from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is my eclectic mix of news and around Hunterdon County, so we'll talk all about that. 10 o'clock is a rewind. At 11, it's Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow comes on, and he brings his recipes, tips, tricks, and advice for all the things that are going on in the kitchen. And Bill does that every day here on Mondays, 11 o'clock to 12. He brings also his expertise as teaching a class over at Polytech. Plus, in the near future, I'm sure he'll be running the cafe over at Polytech. At noon, we have In the Aisles with Sue. Sue Lang Saponara brings us information about the healthy foods in the aisles at ShopRite. And she talks all about that. One o'clock, well, we have, I was waiting for my Facebook to show up here so I can tell you about Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. She's on at 5 o'clock, but there it is, got it. So Ruth Ann brings that information to us. Let's see what's going on at 1 o'clock today. Well, it hasn't shown up yet. Let's find out what Ruth Ann's doing at 5 o'clock. She says today she brings Ariel Wagner and her sidekick Guapo to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Let's talk about transition north to south, good to bad, broken to whole. I won't count too much conversation from Guapo, but he is one amazing personality. Guapo being a, I guess, Ariel's canine companion. So we'll see what Ruth Ann's got in store for us for today from 5 to 6. At, there we go. We finally have it here. Nope, don't have it yet. All right, well, we'll get to the rest of it when it decides to show up. But that's the entire HuntingtonChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingtonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment. Need to get my man Ziggy back, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good in Webb and Gilly, and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band.
Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-511. 4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
You said New York. New York is dangerous. God.
All right. Little Queen and Dave Bowie celebration observances for the week and the day. From BrownieLocks.com, Under Pressure. Universal Letter Writing Week today, this week, finishing up on the 14th. National Vocation Awareness Week. It's Cuckoo Dancing Week. If you don't know what cuckoo dancing is, and you don't know who Laurel and Hardy are, check that out. National Soccer Coaches of America Week. Starts on the 13th. Bald Eagle Appreciation Day starts on the 16th. We're still awaiting the healing of Lily that I was talking about last week. For today, it's Cigarettes Are Hazardous to Your Health Day. It's Learn Your Name and Morse Code Day. National Clean Off Your Desk Day. And National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Well, I got back to my... forgot some of my shows here. I was having a complete brain freeze. Forgot Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright. He's on from 2 to 3 today, award-winning show, the Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air, Chris Phelan and Larry Cartwright share the responsibilities of doing that. Hot in Hunterdon and Georgine Trinkle, our up-and-coming DJ and host. She talks all about the topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon County. How could I miss all those? Those are all part of the Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com lineup that I was talking about. Got to get over to Vitamin C, find out what's happening in Hunterdon County that will make a smile on your face.
Smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Smile on your face.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. It's actually a letter to the editor in the Huntington County Democrat that came out on the 10th. And it's by a good friend of mine, Tracy Lynn Fosilari of Homestead Senior Care. Community made, be a Santa to a senior, a success, says this letter. It says, Homestead Senior Care of Warren and Huntington Counties would like to extend its thanks to all who participated in helping us make our 12th annual Be a Santa to a Senior program a huge success. For Tracy and her staff, outreach to seniors is a personal mission. Knowing seniors haven't been forgotten is the best gift we can offer them. This year, once again, we added to our program Be a Santa to a Veteran. We partnered with Veterans Haven North. So when the shopper saw a tag with an American flag or a red star, they purchased a gift for a veteran. Veterans Haven North is a transitional housing program for homeless veterans. As the expression goes, quote, it takes a village. We would like to thank the generous shoppers who picked up their gift tags at Blairstown United Methodist Church, Brookfield Glen, Christina Michelle Salon, Cummins Center of Branchburg, Little Bears Learning Center, North Warren Pharmacy, Panther Valley Pharmacy, Print Plus, St. John's Lutheran Church, St. Luke's Episcopal Church, Skylands Community Pharmacy, Warren Hills Regional High School, Warren County Pharmacy, and Washington Kid Care and Learning Center provided the perfect presents. We were able to collect more than 500 gifts for local seniors and veterans who otherwise might have been overlooked this holiday season. We also would like to thank the many volunteers and Girl Scouts who shared their time to collect, make cards, wrap, and deliver gifts to over 150 area seniors and veterans, many of whom struggle to make ends meet. Thanks to all of those who helped us brighten the holidays for our local seniors, veterans, and truly making a difference in our community and making the 12th year of this program such a success. And that was by Tracy Lynn Fosilari, Homestead Senior Care. Great stuff. And they do a fabulous job trying to make sure that those in need and those seniors are getting the care to live independently at home. We haven't lost the holiday season. We've passed it, certainly, but we haven't lost it. Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, all right, the actor and clown, Christian DiStefano, is 11. Singer, songwriter, actor, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, Cody Simpson is 19. The Dark Knight Rises, The Bling Ring, Claire Julian is 21. 6. Miranda Drive, Hands of Stone, Ilza Rosario is 31, Passions, Deanna Wright is 36, Scooby-Doo, Holly Brisley is 38, Home Alone Movies, Devin Rattray is 39, Soul Food, Rockman Dunbar is 43, 44th birthday of Amanda Peet from 2012, Christian Jacobs is 44 as well from Pretty in Pink and Gloria, Mark Lucas is 44, Night and Day. Konstantin Kabensky is 44 from World War Z. Singer, songwriter, Mary J. Blige is 45, television personality, Kyle Richards, 47, U.S. Olympic speed skater, Dave Khrushchev is 47, Olivia Barash is 51 from Repo Man, Albert Dupontel is 52 from A Very Long Engagement. My Three Sons, Dawn Lynn is 53. Shanghai Noon, Jason Connery is 53. Kim Coles is 54 from Living Single. Melanie Hill is 54 from Stardust. Allison Reed is 58 from Skin Deep. 58th birthday of Vicki Peterson from Walk Like an Egyptian. She sang that. She was a guitarist. Actress of Downton Abbey, Phyllis Logan is 60. From Gangs of New York, John Sessions is 63. World Golf Hall of Famer Ben Crenshaw is 64. Sandra Curry, 69. From Policewoman, Naomi Judd is 70. From The Judds. Baghdad Cafe, Christine Kaufman, 71, film director, Joel Zwick, 74, Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, Felix Silla is 79, former 20th Prime Minister of Canada, Jean Chrétien is 82, Romancing the Stone, Alfonso Arau is 84, Dark Shadows and Lethal Weapon, Mitchell Ryan, 88, MTM and Enterprises founder, Grant Tinker is 90, and golf champion, Don Cherry is 92. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hardandchamber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back. Get Michelle Heidi on and find out what's going on with the markets this week. Hang on. Good morning, Hardin. Huntshiver.com.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddies really never go.
All right, we got Michelle Heidi on. We've had the weekend to cool it down, and she's here to tell us everything's going swimmingly, right, Michelle?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's interesting because I always checked the futures the night before, and I was like, huh. It was things were a little bit in the red. I was like, oh, okay. But then when I woke up this morning, things were a little bit more in the green, and then as the morning went on, things were a little bit more in the green as well. But kind of a quick recap of overnight trading. We had Shanghai down over 5%. The Shenzhen, it was up down over 6.6%. The Hang Seng was down about 2.75%. And the Nikkei was down slightly but relatively flat. And this all after the People's Bank of China raised their midpoint for the yuan against the U.S. dollar. So there continues to be volatility going on within the Chinese stock market.
Uh-huh.
So earlier, Europe had been down a little bit, but they're now positive. I guess trying to shrug off, you know, a bit of what's happening in China. That has come over here in the U.S. A few minutes ago, the Dow futures were up over 100 points. S&P and NASDAQ were up as well. Although, you know, if we look at Friday looked like things were going to be a little bit brighter, but then as the day went on, things got a little bit more volatile throughout the day, because perhaps since we did start seeing a little bit of green, the people that were still in panic mode said, oh, it's a little bit green, let me take, you know, sell my positions and sit on the sidelines or whatever it is they decided to. Because if we take a look at last week, you know, for those who have been hiding under a rock or that were off of the face of the earth over last week, the S&P fell 6%, which was one of their worst 1 weeks in quite some time. 110 stocks of the S&P hit 52-week lows. 18 stocks, however, on the S&P were up 1% or more last week. We actually had Time Warner up about 10% last week in potential talks of a takeover or a merger. There was one stock that was up on the Dow, and that stock was actually Walmart, which is actually one of the underperformers last year. And then crude oil was down about 11% last week. So, again, not necessarily the way that people would ideally want to kick off a brand new year, a brand new trading year. So, as mentioned, the futures are currently trading higher. We do somewhat kick off the unofficial start of earnings season. Today at 5 o'clock, we have Alcoa doing their call. This week, we have 11 companies on the S&P, 2 on the Dow that will be reporting. Friday, we'll be having the retail sales figures from December being reported. So I know that everyone will be paying close attention there to see if there's any indication in terms of consumers starting to spend a little bit more in the retail sector. We also have industrial production coming out on Friday as well. If we take a look at some corporate news, if you recall, several months ago, there were talks about Shire being acquired or acquiring another company. Well, there's now a new deal going on with a company called Baxalta, and they are being acquired by Shire. And again, that's in the pharmaceutical biotech arena. And then we also had over the weekend a Wall Street Journal report on Kohl's that they may decide to go private or break itself up because it sounds like they might be concerned about someone looking to kind of come in and do things a little differently.
Oh, an icon. It might not be a Carl Icahn, but an icon
right.
type
not
move.
Not Carl Icahn, but it's, you know, they're concerned about something like that taking place.
Gotcha.
So that's what's happening on this Monday morning, and you know we'll see how the day goes. I think psychologically, it'll be good for investors and long term, both short term. Well, as we've talked about, if you're a short term trader, it's a very difficult market. If you're a long term investor, you need to seek out certain opportunities and rebalance when appropriate. But I think, like I said, from a psychological perspective, if we at least can finish, you know, a tiny bit in the green or flat, that would be important. But I'm sure when you take a look at the charts, you know, we've been continuing to kind of go that next leg on the downward trend, and there are pain to go before we start seeing a little bit more stabilization.
Yes, ma'am. We haven't gotten there yet, I'm afraid.
Nope, we have not gotten there yet.
Here's what I'm confused at, right? So last week we took a beating because of China.
Right.
So now China's dropping 5.3%. How does that make everybody all of a sudden decide to start buying?
Right, exactly. And I thought it was interesting because when I saw what happened in China, I was like, oh, not going to be another good day. But I don't know if perhaps folks are saying, okay, China's, you know, continuing to have their struggles, but that's one, you know, that's one thing. Let's look at other things.
Okay.
But I don't know what else they might be looking at because, again, global perspective, I think as long as we continue to see the weakness there, it's going to continue to flow through globally. And we still, you know, we still have the volatility going on in the oil markets, which, again, oil prices could go yet even lower than where they currently are.
Yep.
Although it's interesting, there's a headline that one of the analysts out there is predicting oil prices will triple by 2018. I didn't have a chance to read the detail behind that one.
I, you know, for lack of a better explanation here, the OPEC is playing a pricing game. This is this is all happening through a pricing game that OPEC, and from what I'm gathered, they're basically squeezing out the shale fracking industry
right
now.
Exactly.
They're also putting the squeeze on the rest of the Saudi Arabia specifically is putting the squeeze on the rest of the OPEC players. So I, you know, there's a lot of market manipulation going on here, not underhandedly, but certainly Saudi Arabia and OPEC has the ability to drive the prices by determining how much oil comes on the market.
Right.
So at some point, this is very Rockefellerian, by the way. This is what Rockefeller did when he wanted to blow out his competition. He would just drive the prices into the ground because he could afford it, and then he would get back to normal. So it's not far-fetched to say
No, it's not.
you know, a tripled from where, though, would be my next question.
Exactly.
You could throw in tripled. Sure, if we're at $30, $33 a barrel, 90 doesn't sound outrageous anymore.
No, exactly.
That was normal a few years ago, by the way.
Exactly.
$100 a barrel was normal. So, we'll see. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what's going on yet, but, you know, based on, like, I told you last week, 16,000 and then 15,500 are the two places of floor of support
right.
that, you need to look at before we get back into this game. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What's Joe doing?
Exactly.
Is he's sitting there looking his chops? He's got his list together?
He's got his list together, but he's still, trying to figure out some of the disconnects going on out there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of rhyme or reason to what all of this is happening. It's just got to wait this to shake this out and then get some stability. So we'll see.
Right. Exactly.
And maybe earnings season will snap us back into focusing on something real. What do you say?
Right. Exactly.
All right.
That'll be a true occasion.
Cool.
All right,
Michelle, we'll buckle
Thank
up
you.
Again. I got a 3-point seatbelt now. It's getting
crazy.
Are you available tomorrow?
Actually, I was going to say, I didn't get you I have a board meeting tomorrow, so
okay.
I could talk probably around 9:15 rather than 8:30, but you just let me know.
Yeah, okay. I might have to do solo. All right, you're going to leave me in the lurch here. Thank you so much.
Sorry
we'll talk
about
to
that.
You then on Wednesday. No problem. Thank
All
you
right,
very much.
Sounds good.
Take care, Michelle.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon, huntingchamberradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
All right, that's the theme music of the Al Warr, independent columnist, the Huntington Democrat, and you didn't happen to go over to that, prepared for that open house, did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you know that the Democrat has moved again?
I didn't even know that.
Oh.
You're giving me the news here. They're no longer on Minia Canyon Road?
No, they're moving again.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I do everything with phone calls and emails, and I rarely go over there. In fact, I haven't been to the offices in, I suppose, 5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a
long time.
A virtual columnist.
Yeah, I'm a virtual freelancer.
Virtual and freelance. Yeah, they're moving over to.
Where are they moving to?
Oh, I did it the other day. It was actually, believe it or not, there was an article talking about it. It's they're moving over to NJ Advanced Media.
Where are they located?
Oh, now you're going to make me look it up. It was Raritan Center. It was somewhere up on 31. Yeah, I'll find it for you if you like. But you might want to.
I'll call over there and ask them where they are. They didn't say a word.
Well, to you it's the same, right? Why?
Yeah.
Why disrupt you? Everything's going to be exactly the same for you.
They must have the same phone number.
Yeah.
I'm certain they have the same email address.
There you go.
But it doesn't matter where you are these days.
That's right. You can do it.
I'm writing for another publication, which is halfway across the country. I've never seen them. I don't know them. I've never been there.
Really? What are you? Okay. This is more news. What are you writing?
It's fun. About business. I do the daily blog, you know, my own.
Uh-huh.
And then they asked me to do one for them, so I do them.
Cool.
It goes up on LinkedIn and, you know, the usual suspects.
Okay.
Facebook and Twitter and whatever.
Nice.
But it's fun. These days, you can be anywhere. You can be on the beach, for goodness sakes. I've thought about that. When the wind blows and the snow comes, I've thought out, why am I living up here?
There you go.
I could be living in Florida or somewhere.
Yep, definitely. Wow, news! We both had breaking news. So what?
We had breaking news.
Who'd you talk to this week for your normal column?
Well, I was thinking about therapy of all things, and therapy comes in all flavors. You know, you can go to a psychotherapist for a formal session, or you can informally go to a learning session and get yourself up to speed on whatever you want to do. So I started calling people and talking to them about the sessions, their workshops, classes, open sessions, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And ran across several. There are dozens of them out there.
Yeah.
But I got an unusual one, which is Adrian Crombie and Don Dalen run Mad Lavender Farm. They're on 579 right outside Milford, and they grow lavender. They also grow some other things, rosemary, sage, thyme, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're an organic operation, and they have hundreds of lavender plants, which is their concentration. So she gives workshops at the farm on lavender.
Okay.
And they're last summer, she started them up last summer, and they generally run from June to August when the lavender is the right size. But they were quite popular, so she decided to continue them and extend them. And she also does a lavender workshop, which is on lavender kombucha. I don't even know what kombucha is. I had to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But kombucha is a fermented tea-based probiotic, and
okay.
She makes it with lavender. If you think about bread, you make bread with a starter, or you can,
mm-hmm.
and you break out or dip out a piece of the starter, a part of the starter, and put it in, let it go overnight, and then the next day you're ready to make your loaf of bread. Well, this is a similar kind of process, but you use tea as a basis, and it ferments with this colony of bacteria and yeast is what it amounts to.
Wow.
And it has a it's a probiotic. It's meant to have a calming effect.
Mm-hmm.
And promote a healthier gastrointestinal activity. So anyway, she makes that stuff.
Okay.
And she is giving a workshop on making it coming up on February 21st. It's a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
But a very interesting type of therapy there, which
mm-hmm. Did she say how quickly it kind of takes
makes,
you start to feel any type of change, or
is it, that I don't know. I didn't get into the medical effects or therapeutic effects, but
yeah.
there seemed to be some. I did do some quick looking on the net to, mm-hmm. to see what this was and educate myself.
Okay.
And kombucha has been around for some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a new thing, but there has been renewed interest recently
mm-hmm.
In looking at it, and I believe they're doing all kinds of studies on what it's actually doing, but it seems to have a good effect on the gastrointestinal tract.
Okay. Well, all right. So lavender and
how long
kombucha.
It takes to make it, I don't know.
Yeah.
You make it relatively quickly once you get this this colony of bacteria and yeast growing, and you have to grow that.
Yep.
And she has been doing it for some time, so she just grows,
mm-hmm.
and the thing grows and grows and grows. I suppose you have to.
Sure.
You have to. you have to use it.
Got to beat it down, or else it's going to take over.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds very along the same lines as yogurt, which has the same.
Yeah.
I don't want to be. I don't want to trivialize what she's doing, but the sounds in that same vein.
Similar kind of process and effect.
I think.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right.
Wow. Okay. So lavender and kombucha. Cool.
Kombucha. 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 Anyway, okay. You can find tons of it on the internet.
Okay. Wow.
Anyway, I talked to a very active artist in Lambertville, Kelly Sullivan,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be giving 6-week painting workshops
mm-hmm.
Coming up starting in late February. Anyway, right now she's in China. I talked to her about just before she left, and she travels all over the world. I don't know, Uganda. She told me Haiti, Guatemala, India, China. She's all over. And
wow.
the thing that happened, she was born and raised in Clinton Township, and she now lives and works in Lambertville. But she does her own paintings, or landscapes and still life, and murals, portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the collaborative paintings. And this is the thing that propelled her into the big time. Back in 1994, she invented something she calls finger smears. And with finger smears, everybody in a room or in an auditorium or in a village
mm-hmm.
gets to dab their fingers in paint and put it on a canvas, a single canvas. So that
gosh,
these canvases...
I hope it's big.
Quite large.
Yeah.
Depending on the fingerprints
right.
that get on there, but... She started it. Corporations got interested, and they hold their meetings, and everybody dabs their finger in the paint, and then they have something to hang on the wall to commemorate the idea.
Well, back in the day, I used to do that in my mom's kitchen with my own finger paints. She wasn't happy with the walls, though.
It's bringing a childhood activity into the big time.
What
it amounts to. And she's attracted some famous people. Bruce Springsteen, Harrison Ford, the Rolling Stones have participated.